Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know, Ken. How many times can we start a show and actually admit that you've had two coffee beers and a gummy? This should be a good show for you.
It's just for medicinal purposes. Just for medicinal purposes. Medicinal purposes only. That's the only reason why I do it, for medicinal purposes.
You can lie to yourself all you want. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich and smooth Cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, St. Kenneth Wright, and the guys from Bay City Brewing. It's been a long time coming having you guys on the program, because we've had Andrea from Andrea's Truffles on the program many times, and she brings a lot of your beer in.
She loves you guys.
And a lot of the truffles she makes with your beer. And she says so many nice things about you. And now, tonight we have Scott, Carson, and Austin on the program.
Hello!
Thank you for bringing the beer. Thank you. And you know what? Congratulations is in order, because they're getting ready to celebrate their third anniversary.
Trace
up on
you.
The 11th of August, is it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So now, riddle me this, for anybody who's never heard of Bay City before, but how did you guys get started?
Two owners, kind of came different backgrounds. One's been in the bar and restaurant industry. Other one is actually a shoulder surgeon.
Good for them.
Just kind of dove in, didn't really know what they were getting themselves into.
They never do. They never do.
But, don't do it! Don't open a brewery! No good can come from this.
How do you make $1 million in brewing? Start out with $2 million.
Well, tonight we're going to put you on the block and we're going to judge your beers. We're going to drink some tonight. And you've brought some really interesting sounding beers. I know there's a Pog Rattler for you, Ken. We started off the program off air while we were sitting here debating what we're going to play tonight with two coffee beers. It was a coffee pail. And what was it? Breakfast at
Coco's.
Breakfast at Coco's.
Ooh. Come for breakfast, stay for the pie. Stay for the pie. Stay for the pie. Stay for the pie.
What are we starting off the program with? What are we drinking?
This is the Fiesta Island Pilsner.
Obviously named after an island just down the street from where you guys are.
Oh, it is?
I would take a guess.
He doesn't get out much, Jeremy.
I live in North County, so.
Never mind. So Fiesta Island Pilsner, what's your take on it? Is this a Vienna-style Pilsner? Is it a Czech style? Is it a San Diego style?
It is a European style, but it doesn't really adhere to the Czech pills or German pills. It's sort of a cleaner profile than those two beers.
Yeah, I would say it's more champagne-y than either of those beers.
It's not as hoppy.
Pilsner.
It's
We just created something.
Secret.
Don't tell the BJCP.
Shh, quiet. They're listening. So how did this recipe come along? I mean, who's the genius who decides how these beers are made?
It was me and one of my other former coworkers. I was milling in one day, and our mill is a very uncomfortable place to be standing next to. It's hot and loud and
dusty.
He was like, "Do you want a beer?" And I was like, "I do, but we don't make it. I need a Pilsner." He was like, "Cool, we've got lager yeast coming free, and we're going to do it."
This is why brewers like Pilsners. Everybody assumes that brewers love IPAs because there's so many San Diego IPAs. A lot of brewers, when they're making beer, don't want to drink something that's 8% and really hoppy as hell. Want something really refreshing.
Well,
Pilsners,
you got to operate that mill, and there's a lot of belts and wheels and moving parts that are
And you have to
dangerous.
Keep your mind limber.
How many 8 and 7-fingered brewers have you seen?
Exactly. Well, you only need a few to brew, you know? You just need, you know, the ones that push the buttons and stuff.
As long as you're not holding the grain rake, you'll be all right. So is this something you guys have on tap all the time? Is this basically a core beer for you guys?
Yeah, exactly. This is brewer's water, basically. That's how I liken it, too.
Like water for brewers. One of my favorite magical surrealism novels.
Wait, there it is, right there. That's the sound of us playing Oingo Boingo, and the fact that I can turn Ken's mic off. It's Dead Man's Party on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. You know, I love the fact that Ken asked a question to something that was right next to him. He goes, "What's the ABV on that last one?"
Sound like Harry Carey when I ask those questions.
Hey!
That was out of the park.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Drinking with our friends from Bay City Brewing. You'll find them in Sports Arena right off Hancock Street, just about a 4-minute stumbling distance. For those who know where Golden State Greens is, there you go. It's right there.
What's up, Golden State Greens?
Hey! Just finished their Fiesta Island Pilsner. I imagine, you know, if you're doing it all right, there's the Mexican food place on the corner. Grab some of that. Ooh, stop at Golden State, pick up some beer, drive home. You're perfect.
Girls.
No, we're not going to lay girls, bro. So what are we drinking next?
This is the Pog Radler. Pog is passion fruit, orange, and guava juice.
Oh, I hate those flavors. Yeah. Those are just terrible flavors.
Everybody loves those flavors.
No, nobody puts those flavors in beer.
What was it? Last week it was a Pog Berliner Weiss that Tony brought? It was
Notorious POG.
That was good.
That's a cute name.
This smells so good. Now, a Radler, what stylistically is a Radler, Ken?
A Radler is a beer that's very refreshing when you're bicycling through the countryside and it's hot and you want something that's, you know, mildly alcoholic.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Sorry to cut you off, but I just took a sip of this beer.
No, that was perfect. That's exactly it.
Dude, it is pineapple, it is orange, it is guava goodness, but it tastes like I'm drinking fruit juice. There's no alcohol in this, right?
There is.
What?
Yeah.
Dutch. It's Dutch.
You know, it's kind of the German version of a shandy.
Oh, okay. So it's like beer and fruit juice mixed together.
Yeah.
So you're not fermenting any of the fruit in this beer.
Nope. This is basically fruit and beer mixed together.
It's like a brass monkey.
Basically, this is a Coachella breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
Isn't it good?
Now, like I said, the ABV can't be high on this. What is this, 4%?
4.
Is this a core beer for you guys, or is this just a summer seasonal?
This is one that we make in and out throughout the summer. We have the Rad summer series happening right now. So we have different Radlers coming out all throughout the summer. The last one we made was Watermelon Mint.
So these are great cocktails, too.
Yeah. We did a Kentucky Mule Radler this year. We did a Paloma Radler. 3 months, 6 different Radlers. I have made all but one because I left early and made Scott do it one day.
Dude, what'd you make, Scott?
I don't remember.
So this is the one that's out now. Have you planned your next Radler in the series?
So this one actually is ending our summer series.
Oh, this is the end.
From there, we're going to do a couple for our anniversary, which is the second week of August, the 11th. From there, we are going to make decisions what we want to go back to. Grapefruit is kind of our core Radler that we stick to most of the time.
It's your go-to?
Yeah, made famous by the Stiegel Radler.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. If we want to take beer from your tasting room, is it growlers? Do you guys do crowlers? Do you guys do cans? What's the format we can pick up?
So with the Radlers, unfortunately, at this point, none. It's all tasting room only.
The only place. I need it while I'm riding my bicycle.
The only place you can drink our Radlers is in our tasting room. We are doing cans. We've got a couple cans coming out for the anniversary. We'll get to those later. Currently, we have one can. It's our Session IPA, our 72 and hoppy. And then growlers, draft stuff.
All right, I'm going to drink some more of this. We're going to take a break. We come back. Do some talking heads along with this delicious Pog Radler. This is enough to get you to their tasting room. If you don't go there, we can't be friends. You know, it's going to be a good night when the brewery says, that guy right there, he's the one driving or ordering the Uber. That's pretty much par for the course around here. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Bay City Brewing. Just finished off the Pog Radler and had the Fiesta Island Pilsner to start off. Now, I can't remember, Ken. Do Pilsners, Lagers, and Lagers, Pilsners? What's...
Yeah, all Pilsners are Lagers, but not all Lagers are Pilsners.
Okay.
And there's a lot of confusion about that. Pilsner is just a style of lager in the same way that an IPA is a style of ale.
That was a great explanation that I will not remember the next time I ask you. So this next beer we're trying, it's definitely a lot darker. This is more copper colored than the Pilsner. So I guess it can't be a Pilsner. This is your Vienna Lager, right?
This is correct.
Looks so good.
Vienna Lagers are going to be a little maltier.
Yeah.
And this one looks like it.
Wow, this is a really refreshing beer. Oh, see, now this right here, this is my style. It's got a little bit of malt sweetness to it. It's still really dry, finishes clean, and just leaves you wanting to drink more. This to me is a total six-pack beer. I want to sit in my backyard, crack one, and just forget about the rest of the afternoon.
This is when you want a little bit more flavor than just a Pilsner.
Yes.
Pilsner is like, you know, the ultimate clean beer, but the Vienna Lager has a little bit more residual sweetness.
A little more backbone to
it. Exactly, yeah.
In terms of session beers, this is where I'm at right here.
It's kinda.
So you guys are celebrating your anniversary come August 11th. You're gonna have a whole big thing where you've got music, you have specialty beers, you got an anniversary beer you're gonna roll out, and then you're also rolling out two cans. Now, please tell me that one of the cans is this beer, because that would be epic.
Yes, it is.
12s and 6-packs.
Oh, life couldn't get any better!
We featured a Vienna-style lager as our featured beer not too long ago because it is just a perfect style of beer for a San Diego summer.
It is, especially with the humidity that we've had to deal with. Oh, man, this is...
But then when you get the marine layer coming in at night and it starts cooling down, you still get that maltiness, which is great with the cleanliness. It's just... Good. The cleanliness.
24-hour day drinks, right?
Malting, like, you know, maltiness morning, and cleanliness are next to beer. Drunkenness.
Next to godliness.
A shower beer, and then when you get out of the shower beer.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't have to finish it before you're done showering.
The multi-tool of beers. I like it.
Yes.
That multi-tool. Is. That's a perfect descriptor.
I'm writing the descriptor on the can for you as we go.
We're multicultural.
Did you say multicultural?
Yeah, I did.
That's what I thought.
Yes, I did.
Oh, zinger.
Shazam.
All right, please tell me next week about an IPA. I'm going to play some Tears for Fears. Enjoy this. Everybody wants to rule the world. And I just want to drink this beer. Fraught with 80s goodness tonight. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. What, Ken? I like to use big words on occasion.
Well, fraught with 80s goodness. Yeah, and you know, the 80s. Well, that was my time, Jeremy. Mark,
Steve West would be proud of the music we got in tonight. I mean,
he would.
Tears for Fears, REM, yeah. Talking Heads, Eurythmics. It's all good stuff, dude. Yeah. Tonight, we're drinking with our friends from Bay City Brewing, celebrating their third anniversary. Next month, on the 11th, big party anniversary beer. They got some music. They got some food. And here's the best part. You don't have to pay admission to get in. You just come hang out. Find them off Hancock Street. They're right by the sports arena. They're right by Golden State Greens. What's up, guys?
I smell a collaboration in the future.
Well, I smell something.
I smell something, and it is whoa, definitely dude. Dank. And it's hazy. We got a hazy IPA.
Yeah, we got one of those.
All right, that reminds me of New England, Jeremy. Tell you I'm from Boston?
Only every week, dude.
Yeah.
All right, so this is your take on hazy IPA. Everybody's talking about them. What is this one called? What is it about?
Planet of the Haze. So this has African Queen hops.
You made that up. Come on.
No, that is an actual hop. And Conan yeast. So this is basically just all about the hops and the yeast on this one.
This is just basically water, hops, yeast, and barley.
Yeah, just
like beer.
A beer.
It's a beer.
It's a beer. Yeah, that's what they do. So no wheat, no oats, no like adjuncts to make it more fuller bodied. Yeah, this is just all about the hop flavor and the yeast character on this one.
This is a really damn good, easy drinking beer. Oh, yeah. Ken, not that easy.
Whoa.
That was easy. Really easy.
That was a 8-ounce pour you just downed.
Well, you know, I'm a trained professional. Don't try this at home, kids.
He likes IPA.
Now that you have experienced all 8 ounces, what do you think?
The first ounce, you get that citrusiness. The third ounce, you get kind of that dry, you know, kind of a lively carbonation to it, but not over the top, which is one of the hallmarks of a New England style IPA.
I must ask, is this something that's on the regular roster, or are you kind of rotating? Are you playing with hazies?
This is part of the hazy series, so this is kind of a one in the middle of a series. We always have like a hazy beer on tap, so this is the one that's on right now, and then we'll have another one to back this one up that'll be new and interesting and fun and tasty.
So is the next one, are you going to feature it with, you know, some like it hot hops?
Yeah, exactly. The treasure of the Sierra Madre hops.
The old movie quotes are getting too deep. Let's take a break. Let's play a track when we come back. We're going to come back with your flagship beer. We saved it for last. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. Definitely hanging out with my friends tonight. It's Jeremy. Along with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, St. Kenneth Wright, and the guys from Bay City Brewing. We've got Scott, Carson, and Austin. And we're drinking some fantastic beers they brought. We've had the Planet of the Haze, the Vienna Lager, the Pog Rattler, must try it while they have it, damn you, and the Fiesta Island Pilsner. Big anniversary coming up for them. Third anniversary, August 11th. Please check them out. Try some of their beers. And the what we're ending with tonight, I just had a sip of it. It is heavenly. I totally understand why you wanted to anchor with this beer, because when you told me we were going to end with a pale, I thought, wait, we're going to drink all these beers and we're going to end with a pale?
It seems kind of lackluster, but it isn't.
No. Oh, my God.
Not at all. Now, this kind of reminds me of a session IPA. Is that wrong?
You're not wrong.
Really?
You are wrong, Ken.
I don't get that.
This is a total pale.
Even a broken clock gets it right twice a day.
You can taste the malt bill on this, but it's still got hops, and it finishes clean, and the color is, oh, my goodness. This is a total pale. This is the way a pale should be.
That's exactly, you described it perfectly.
Jeremy, you want to be their next sales rep?
We'll swap jobs. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, so now I'm curious. This is your Bay City Pale. It's 7.7, so it really borders on an IPA, but you decided to go with pale anyways. What's the story behind this beer? Because it sounds like, especially since you ended with it, this has got a lot behind it.
Yeah, this is our flagship. This has kind of been one of the beers that we've changed the name once on accident because somebody told us we had to. It's our strong pale ale, little bit of malt body, but very much a hop forward, dry hopped pale ale that is gonna kick you in the teeth if you forget that you drank three before you drank the fourth one.
What are the hops that you have in this beer? Because, I mean, they're very pronounced.
Lots of Mosaic. Some Idaho 7.
Idaho 7 and Mosaic have been the rock star hops because last year no one knew who Idaho 7 was, and this year everybody's using it with Mosaic, and it is making the most perfect IPA.
It's like a lemon zinger without being like cloying. I mean,
it's everything that to me Sriracha Ace hop should have delivered on. It's got that lemony citrusness to it, but it really lends itself well to something that's fruity like a Mosaic hop.
Right.
Dude, and the nobody likes Sriracha Ace hops.
That is a lie.
This is tremendously delicious, and it's 7.7. It drinks like it's maybe 5.5. Light, crisp,
refreshing, and crushable.
And I can't stop talking. This beer is really good.
Now, this is the other can, isn't it? You said you're going to release two cans for your anniversary. One of them is the Vienna Lager. We know. The other one is this one, right?
This is the other one.
Of course it is.
Thank goodness.
This one is going to be in cans for our anniversary, August 11th.
We can't find it in liquor stores, though. We have to come to you.
As of right now, yes. We're only doing a short run of cans, so we don't have a ton to go out. Hopefully, if all goes well, we'll get rid of it within the first couple of days in the tasting room, and then we'll have to can some more to send it to liquor stores or...
Please.
Yeah. Then we can go from there. We don't.
Truly a San Diego style beer, so let's end with the San Diego style band. Here's Rocket from the Crypt. It is a rock and roll happy hour on Alt-94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.